we are again, everybody. Another wonderful BBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing. And because it's Saturday, this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. The date today, which will clear from you, from your past, is August 28th, 2018. So we'll clear the date, which does not include the year, in case you're wondering, because you have 2017 and 16 and going back to the get-go. And each one of these days of the year, which would be, you know, going back, can have a significant effect on your life if you had trauma. So it's like an anniversary, like a birthday every year. So, you know, like if you stubbed your toe when you're, you know, 2 years of age on today, every year that trauma is going to recycle on the day because it's on timelines. And that's why we're clearing the date for people. So we'll just see how that affects you here again. So here we go. I'll first clear the date when you were two, whatever year that's going to be, because I have no clue, because you're all different ages. So here we go. Releasing your age of two on this date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you can just see if you feel a little different. And now we're clear of the date today, which, you know, is used to ground the past days of different years to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's cleared. So it's energetic cording going back through time. Okay, let's energize the light being or beings on your monitor screen or screens to bring peace energy to you for the show. Here we go. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have something going on in your life that you don't like right now, I can clear the timeline of that occurrence. So here we go. You need to bring something up. Remember, on the old earth, you have all kinds of things happening. On the new earth, this doesn't exist. But since we're dealing with old earth issues, and you only have issues on the old earth, so we'll help you out with that. So here we go. Think of it right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's released. And the old earth has duality on it. The aliens took it over and brought in mass consciousness, collective mind energy, where you're all hooked up together in the matrix, and gave you vocabulary, taught you how to do spells on yourself by going to school, by learning spelling. And that's where you are in your life. That's why words can do awful things to you. So we'll see if we have any comments today from our special conference call that we had working with the eyes and ears. So we'll turn it over to Ann. So, Ann, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ron. Good evening and welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and that is Ron Amatron, who's been speaking and teaching and doing some healings and clearings for us. Thank you so much, Ron. On every show, Ron clears the date and an issue we're having, and also activates the beautiful picture of the light being, which you can find on his website, creationlightship.com. Also, you'll find a lot of information on his website and a lot of healings that you can do. Many of them are free. There's a lot more information there. Also, BBS radio station hosts a beautiful page that also has a picture of the light being on it that you can always click on to be activated, and it stays activated with peace energy for you, bringing it into your room, and you'll feel it. It's wonderful. Also, on the BBS radio station page is a method to reach us with any questions or comments you have for Ron or testimonials about the healings. And you just click on the fast chat link, and you can send us a note, or you can send an email to clsquestions@bbsradio.com, and we enjoy hearing from people. It is Saturday. Oh, I want to just... be clear that it is July 28th, Saturday, 2018, today. And as it's Saturday night, that means later in the show, we'll have a visit to Creation Lightship for physical healing work. So you'll want to write down or be prepared to say aloud what it is you'd like the light being doctors to work on for you. Also, please send in any requests of something of nature you would like to experience on Creation Lightship. Or if you're familiar with the different healings that Ron has done for us there, you can request certain rooms. For instance, someone has already requested the floating magnet room, which is a room Ron takes us to a lot. Well, I guess magnets are from nature too, but you could ask for the waterfall room. Someone already asked for the dragon room. Anything you'd like to, you know, be more acquainted with, the source, true source energy of. And as Ron said, we had a wonderful healing today where Ron worked on our eyes and ears. So if you were registered on that call but absentee, Ron spent the first hour pretty much on our eyes. I didn't look at the time, actually, because it was very powerful. I had to lay down, which I didn't expect since it was eyes and ears, but I did. And he spent about the first hour on the eyes and the second hour on the ears, and then allowed us to spend two more hours of healing on the light ship. And it was really wonderful. And Ron even suggested, the other thing, Ron, which was so powerful, cleared things from our vision that have traumatized or upset us in the past, if you had memories and that you see them. And we have some people that commented about that. And then you suggested, Ron, that we might want to do some timeline crashes additionally on the same issue. So I don't know if you want to talk about that a little more, that how you might want to, like, if you...
Yeah, a lot of times how the energy is connected to you according to the way you felt with the healings. Sometimes you might have a vision of a situation. We'll say we're working with your eyes, and you see maybe a car accident, and that really traumatizes you. So that means that you are hooked up pretty much to that timeline. So you want to get that released. Another thing, if you were in the military, we'll say, and you had to kill people, you may have visions of the people that you shot and killed if they were at close range, and that could haunt you for your whole life. So you may want to do timeline crashes on that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and someone commented during the show, or during the call rather, that they didn't know for a moment, what should I ask to have cleared? Because, as Ron always says, we have to be articulate to the light being so they know exactly what we want to say, want to have cleared. And someone was saying that, gee, they didn't think they'd know, and then it just came to them. And I would say the same thing happened to me. So that means if we had those memories, they really needed to be cleared. So thank you for that. Okay, I'm going to start reading some people that emails that came in about today's call. Ron, thank you, Ron, for a wonderful eye and ear healing call today. It was exactly what my body has been needing for quite some time. My eyes teared up for a whole hour before the call, resting peacefully as you suggested. It was surprising how easily an experience popped up to be cleared as you asked us to remember a particularly upsetting or fearful traumatic situation we saw or heard. As you asked to clear another event, a perfect one came up again. Each one, I realized, still had a hold on me, though not anymore. My sight is even more clear, big colors brighter, and whites of the eyes super white. No more straining, rubbing, dryness, and yes, they felt the coolness you mentioned, like their youthful eyes I'm seeing with, and clear, quiet hearing, too. Such a welcome relief. Thank you for allowing us to stay on the lightship another 2 hours, as a flood of healing occurred. Water charging was amazing and necessary, as always. Feeling extraordinarily peaceful. Thanks so much for your amazing gifts. Many blessings.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. That was beautiful. Well, very well said. There's another one. From today's clearing, I'm experiencing drainage and watery eyes. My head tingles. The traumas came up one at a time as I remembered one, it led to another. Some so long ago. Only peace now. In gratitude, thank you, Ron.
Great.
Yeah. Thank you, Ron, for a wonderful eye and ear healing call today. It was exactly what my body has been needing for quite some time. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the one I already read. I apologize. My computer is giving me a hard time tonight, but I will get to it.
Yeah, what I can say is we're changing the date. If you wish to do, if you can't get on the Monday Century Clearing, I believe we're going to redo that on a Saturday, and I believe it's the 25th. So that way it'll be easier for most people to do that on a Saturday as opposed to, you know, late at night on a Thursday. So I'll be scheduling that next month, you know, on our schedule. So the 25th will be the Century Clearing. And if you want to, it's $100 if you're just listening to it now, wondering what it is. It's like a past life emotional trauma release from you. So we're doing this on Monday. And the time is going to be, let's see here. It's an hour after the BBS show. Let's just put it that way, on Monday. And it'll be typically 2 hours in length. And then if you can't get on that one, then you can get on the one next month on the 25th. And that'll be at 1 o'clock on Saturday Pacific time. And so I'll turn it back over to you. We have one other event that we're working on right now, which would be the 18th. But back over to you, Ann. You can maybe read some of the testimonials there or questions, Q&A.
Yes, Ron. And I thank you for bringing up the Century Clearing because I did want to make sure everyone is aware that you're planning to do that at 6 p.m. Pacific time on Monday. And it's century, like in the centuries of the, you know, the 1800s, the 1700s, the 1900s, and that's exactly what Ron is going to do, go back in time and clear all those centuries. The reason I'm saying it is someone had the confusion that were we saying sensory, as in the sensory body clearing, which is a wonderful clearing that's offered on Ron's website, but it is something different. And also, Ron, someone very kindly wrote in a testimonial who's had the century clearing, and they say, yes, centuries was so good. Within a year after the whole life emotional you did with me in person, I had 42,000, I guess that's lifetimes? Or
that's the year that she incarnated.
Oh, okay. I felt I needed before the mental clearing because I was a very emotional person. It took a while to get used to the new me.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and I want to also say we got, so just before I get back to the emails, so many wonderful messages for the email that was read on last night's show about the person from Nigeria, the listener from Nigeria who was having some problems. And Ron, so many listeners sent in wonderful messages for that person and helpful suggestions on different healings he could do and different ways to use the healings. So actually, I mentioned this already to Ron, and he suggested that I send all of those emails to him, and that's what we're going to do. So thank you very much, everyone who wrote in about that.
Yeah, it'll just be the text on the email, so he won't be getting your... Yeah.
Yes, we would never share somebody's email with someone else.
Just the data. Yep.
Okay, so now I'm going to return to the testimonials about today's healing. Hi, Ron. You mentioned during the call that we should be alert for what we're hearing and seeing. We may need to timeline crash that. Just then, the guy who lives across the street, who owns a revved-up Mustang, which doesn't have a muffler, vroomed out of the neighborhood. He's a bit of a thorn in my side, and I must say I never timeline crashed this issue. So that's tonight's timeline crash, I guess. At one point, as you were working, my hearing got really muffled, and then, as you counted, it gradually cleared up to be just fine. I'm feeling that my balance is better. Balance is an issue related to inner ear problems sometimes, so the ear clearing must be running pretty deep. Thank you so much for doing this for us, Ron. I'll be in touch if I notice anything else related to this clearing. You're the best. Blessings.
Thank you. Yeah, the clearings go very deep. And it's hard to even maybe look at, investigate, to dissect what they're actually doing, because we just don't know. You know, there's so much going on with body genetics and alien implants and things that are also being worked with during the call. So the call might sound like just a really simple, benign call that's, you know, oh, well, you know, this is going on here, and there's so much going on that you don't even know about. So that's the way the all the healings work. So it's very, I guess, you know, very in-depth, but that isn't even the right word to say. So back to you.
Okay. Here's another testimonial, Ron. Thank you so much for clearing the heaviness out of my head. It feels so light and roomy now. My eyes are better, and I can hear again. Thank you, Ron, for another powerful healing call.
Yeah, I started off, I released the energy from the web coat and sludge and slime bodies, and then the black mist that was attached to your head and skull. So I did that right off the get-go. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, a question about today's clearing. Besides timeline crashing, what about the harmonic frequency clearing and the body rejuvenation for upkeep or maintenance that's offered in 1 day or 7 days or 42 days if not done on the body jump start? Because that is also part of the body jumpstart. What do you think of those ideas, Ron?
Yeah, I think if you have an issue and you realize that it got touched upon and you still have maybe an issue there, then, you could do that. Everything that you do is going to help, you know, if you wish to do something like that.
Okay.
No, but we don't know what we don't know. So,
yes, and if you get those thing, ideas, you know. I think I really appreciate the other listener mentioning balance. Of course, it's so tied to our ears, and I do little, you know, balance exercises in the morning, so I'll see if I do them any better tomorrow. So someone wrote, it was wonderful to be on the call today. Recently, I began to have serious problems with my ears. There was swelling, et cetera. They felt heavy. But all of this was cleared and the swollenness gone. My ears feel like they're dancing with such release. And the person was also experiencing pain. Thank you. Please do this call more often. They do, you know, sometimes come around again. Ron might do it again.
Yeah, we'll see, yeah.
Okay. Oh, back to the century for a moment, Ron. Would I need to do the emotional whole life clearing before the century clearing? And are there any other prerequisites?
Yeah, the emotional and the mental clearing. And you can do a half price. In fact, you'd actually, if you're brand new listening, let's just say that you're a brand new listener. So you have regular price for the emotional clearing, and then the mental clearing is half price, which would be half your age. These are both whole lifetime clearings. And I'm not talking about the unlimited version, because that's you get after this. So you do those two, and then you can get another half price clearing if you want to do fear or maybe trauma or anxiety. But the fear would be typically number three. And the more that you get cleared off of you, the easier and maybe the quicker the processing will be on the century clearing, because remember, you're dealing with issues, and if you have a big blockage in this lifetime, it's a little difficult at times to clear fully energies. So remember, this is going back with emotional issues, and you know, a lot of stuff is emotional. So when you need to have those protocols done, at least the two. So back to you. And if you don't have it, you know, maybe you're saying you're a newbie, I need to do the emotional. Well, then do the emotional and then get on the call that we're doing on the 25th. And don't get on the call Monday. And then you have enough time to do your mental clearing and maybe do a fear clearing. And again, if you've been on the century clearing before, and I haven't done very many of those, but you know, it's half price for you. So if you like going on the Monday one and you've already done it once and you want to do it again, then that's $50 for you. And then if you said, yeah, I think I'll try the one on the 25th, again, you know, to go deeper, then yeah, then it's $50 again. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, that's very nice, Ron. I know there are people who have done it and plan to do it again, and then there are people who are really looking forward to doing it because they've been waiting, and then there's a whole group of new people, and luckily it's kind of nice that there's another one planned for next month, so they can, if they can't get on the one in 2 days or they're not caught up, they can come on that, and also very generous of you to give it a half price for people who've done it before, so that's wonderful. Okay, getting in a lot of room requests. Keep sending them in, and I'll hopefully we'll get to them all today. Okay. Another email, Ron, about the call today. I went into deep relaxation and in and out of sleep. Many experiences flashed by for clearing. My ringing ears are about half as loud as before. Thank you.
So very good.
Yes.
I'm going to be doing another clearing next month. I'll just kind of talk about it. We'll be sending out an email on this at some point here, and it will be on the website to get it if you wish. But, you know, this is just, you know, say hot off the press right now, and I'm still working on it. So it's going to be a spirit clearing, okay? So we have body genetics in you from your ancestors, and that deals with the body. It doesn't deal with your spirit. So this clearing is for your spirit, and what it's for, like I've mentioned, when the body dies, the dark side takes you away into the forced reincarnation process, and your spirit, upon your death, has the traumas and dramas and everything else, and the illnesses that your body died from. So it looks just like you, and the dark side cleans it off, and tries to make you new again with, you know, your spirit light codes to come into a new body so they can steal that energy from you again for your whole life. And then you go through the same process and your body dies. Well, in the process, before your body dies, your spirit is having a difficulty healing you because of all the dramas and traumas. So the spirit healing is going to be for releasing from it the dramas and pain and anxieties and illnesses that it has encountered throughout the get-go here. And a lot of those probably have not been cleared by the aliens because they may not have that technology to clear it out completely. But they do clear it out enough. We'll just say they clear 90% of your gunk off you in each lifetime. And then you have enough to come back in the next lifetime, you know, to sustain a body. So we're going to go in there, and this will be on the, I believe, the 18th. It's a Saturday. It'll be a $20 call, and we're going to go in and clean out your spirit dramas and traumas and death situations and illnesses that is carrying on into, you know, each lifetime. So right now we're dealing with this lifetime. So what does that mean to you? Well, let's just say that your spirit had, let's just say, 100 deaths of a lung condition. And it could be anything. Well, it now is kind of prone to have a deficiency in light codes for, you know, healing your lungs. So as you get older, I hate to use the word older, you know, but as you mature, let's put it that way, and you start having conditions going on, your spirit really cannot help you that much because it's now inundated with all these alien, and I'm not going to use the word barcodes, but in a sense that could be what it could be. I don't want to confuse you and think that, you know, when you do your spirit barcode, that's taking that stuff off. No, the spirit barcode is there to get you out of here so that you're not going to be forced back into the process that you've been doing, you know, for probably, you know, 50 to 100,000 years typically. So we're going to go in and clean out the stuff that your spirit is contaminated with so that as you get older, get more mature, whatever word seems to be politically correct there, you know, your spirit can go, ah, I see this thing coming down the pike, and I can heal that now. Before, I didn't have any energy. I saw it, but, man, I've died with this situation for 100 lifetimes, and I just can't deal with it. I don't have the horsepower any longer to do that. And so it kind of like comes into your body. Your spirit can't affect it at all because it's inundated with negativity and darkness. If it would have happened to you maybe when you were 10 years of age, you could probably have handled it. But as you get older, it starts to have all these extra programs that it has went through all of its incarnations and situations and problems. So I think we could probably reference what I'm talking about right now for people to listen to as we bring this up on other shows, you know, to talk about this, you know, the special healing that we're doing on the, what is it, the 18th of August.
Right.
So we're basically about 35 minutes after the hour. So anyway, that's what we're talking about. So we can reference this show. And so what it's going to do, it's going to rejuvenate you so that your spirit can now come into your body more fully enhanced as you're older, we'll say, or even if you're younger, maybe you have something that happened to you all the time when you were younger, and maybe you're listening to me and you're 25 years of age, and you go, yeah, geez, I hurt my ankle when I was 18, and it still hurts, and maybe I have 100 of this situation stuff from past lives, and my spirit cannot help me because it's wounded. It's dysfunctional. So that's the way you kind of got to look at it. And so we're going to be taking that stuff off of you. So it's a $20 call, and that'll be on the 18th of August. And it'll be a Saturday, and all those special calls start at 1 o'clock Pacific. And it'll be a two-hour call. So we can just reference what I talked about, and people can go to the archive and listen to probably about half past the hour and just start listening if they want to get the details on it. Because this, I'm telling you as in the present moment here what the call is going to be about. And so that's where we are, and that's the information on it. So back to you, Ann.
Great, Ron. And also, Ron will be putting together a flyer to remind everybody. And if you're not aware or not already on the list, please go to creationlightship.com to the right-hand side and the upper part, and you can put your email address in there and receive the reminders. And, you know, as always, you're welcome to send any questions to or comments to CLS, which is short for Creation Lightship, those letters, CLS, questions at bbsradio.com. So thank you, Ron, for cluing us into what's coming, and so we can keep that on our calendars. And that sounds like a fantastic healing. We'll be looking forward to that. So I'll keep going then with our emails. And, again, we're getting ready. Soon we'll go to Creation Lightship. So if you haven't already determined what physical healing you want the light beings to work on, please do that. And I really like writing things down. And you can actually, like, tape a little Post-it note to yourself or something. And then that way you can just stay relaxed while Ron brings us into the different rooms. So I'll read another one. Special call today. When Ron was clearing our eyes of the things we had witnessed over time, as I was bringing up what I saw, I began having pain in my head. It was a lot of pain as Ron continued clearing. After the sixth incident, all was cleared. The pain in my head was gone. My eyes feel very cool and light, and afterwards, I slept like a baby after the call for 2 hours.
Wonderful.
Yes. Getting some more room requests in, and thank you very much for that. Okay, someone has a question, Ron. Please explain what the fear clearing does. Thank you.
Well, the fear clearing, it's self-explanatory. If you have any fears in your body that was in your DNA or is in your DNA, because when you're first born, you don't know about fear. And as you live life, then you start having fears about different things. You'd be having a fear of an ant biting you. Maybe you... I live in the mountains and there's rattlesnakes, so you're in fear of being bit by a rattlesnake. Maybe you have fear of walking next to the edge of a cliff. Maybe you have fear of the, let's just say the IRS. Maybe you have fear of debt collectors. Maybe you have fear of the opposite sex. Maybe you have just fear of eating, pasta. Maybe you have fear of having a Coke because you got sick on having a Coke, 20 years ago. Maybe you have fear of being poisoned. So everybody has different types of fears, and the fears are what's stored in your body from your past lives. It's in genetics, okay? It's in your body genetics. And they always recycle. You'll never have a condition of an experience where you're upset about something if it hasn't been in your past. Okay, so that means that if you do have anything going on with a condition of something, it's because you've already experienced it and you had a negative result, a negative charge on it. Or it could even be a positive charge, too. It's still out of balance. So you want to release that. So the fear clearing mainly is to release this lifetime's fears that you have had come up from, you know, basically when you're born to your current age, whatever that would be now. And it gets rid of, I'd say, probably 90% of it. So everybody listening can probably think of a fear they may have. And, you know, maybe you're in fear of looking in the rearview mirror and seeing flashing lights. You know, everybody has fears of something. And you shouldn't have any fear of anything. So when you have a fear, and this is true of any kind of emotion that you're dealing with, it comes to you, you see it in your eyes, typically, or you hear something. That's why I did the clearing today with eyes and ears. But that brings it into your body's reality. And then your DNA is activated. And is it in this lifetime that you have that situation of fear, or is it in your past without you knowing about it? Then all of a sudden it pops up and you're dealing with fear for your whole life on an issue. It may not be a big thing, but it could be one that could kill you as it goes on later and later in life, because the fear just keeps building and building and you draw more fear to yourself. So that's what the fear clearing does. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. I remember when someone suggested to me, who had done it a long time before, said, if you think you don't need the fear clearing, you probably do, because you'll be being affected more than you realize on a low level, and it'll be just bothering you. Some things will be bothering you all the time, and they'll just go away. Like, you won't even realize what it is you're clearing, really. And I found that to be very true, and I'm very glad. So I just want to clarify for the new clearing you talked about, Ron, do you know if people could come on that and be absentee and receive the healing?
Yeah, they could. They'll still need to have the emotional and mental clearing. Whole lifetime clearing is done.
Okay. All right. And if you're coming on the Century call, the way to pay for that for Monday is to go into Ron's donation button on his website and go into the PayPal key, pay the $100 if it's your first Century clearing, or $50 if it's a repeat, and forward your receipt to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and he will send out the PIN code for you.
Yeah, I'll be doing that. Yeah, I'll be doing that on either Sunday night or you know, before the call starts. It'll be probably before the BBS radio show. On Monday, I'll be looking at emails.
Okay. That's funny. Someone just sent in a suggestion. Ready Player One by Steven Spielberg is a good movie. You get the visual of what instant creating is like, planets, new bodies, etc. I also just saw that movie, and it's really good. Thank you very much, listener, for sending that in. Yeah.
Can you repeat the name of that again?
Sure.
What movie it was?
Ready Player One. It's about the future, and almost everyone is constantly playing this one video game. So it's very like video game visually, but it's really good. A lot of young actors.
How is that accessed? Is it Amazon or Netflix or something else? you know?
Well, we actually got it on a disc from, you know, I still get Netflix discs of CDs. So I don't know. I'm not sure how this person saw it. But it is a good one.
Okay.
And it'll probably come on. It's fairly new, I think. So I don't think it's on view instantly yet, but it probably will come on there. Okay. Question about the century clearing for my granddaughter. After getting the prerequisites done for her, can I pay for her centuries as well? And as well as request the number of years since she originally incarnated to this earth. Will you be telling people, Ron, how, you know, if they write to you, how long, you know, when
yeah,
they incarnate?
Yeah, if I get an email from people, some people don't really care how long they've been here, and other people do. So
right.
it's up to you know. Sometimes that could be a trauma in itself. Knowing you've been here for 90,000 years, and you missed all these ascension points, you know, like hello.
Right.
So anyway, and you sort of know, you know, because you know that you've been here for a long time or not long at all. By your knowledge, you know.
Right.
And you may have a lot of earthly instincts. So if you have a lot of earthly instincts, then you've been here a long time.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. That's a good one. Okay, Ron, it's quarter of the hour, so we can go to the light ship now if you like.
Okay, so this is only for people listening on the BBS show live tonight. If you're listening to an archive, then you're going to feel peace energy. So you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and you can request one specific healing that you would like to have. And each room that we go into will be three light beings, and you want to just request that particular healing. If you like the room and you want to be in it for, you know, the whole extent of the time, that's perfectly fine. But each time the light beings see you, you're a new person to them. They don't hang on to anything in the past. Everything's in the now. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. And you want to say it out loud or whisper it, what you want to have healed. And you may want to do it every, you know, maybe 15, 20 seconds. So going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we always go into the room for detoxing, which is the hot tub room. And there's different types of gels there. So we're in that now. And I'll ask for a room. And what should we do first?
Okay, the first request is for the crystal room.
Okay, here we go, crystal energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And do request your healing. Remember, you're out of time. You're bilocated. You're out of time. So you could be in this room, you know, for hours in our time, hypothetically. But down here, it's only maybe, you know, 10, 15 seconds. So next room.
The cloud room.
Okay. Real clouds. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
The pink salt cave for respiratory function.
Okay. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Next room.
Floating magnesium bath for muscle rejuvenation.
Okay, here we go. We're going to be in a bathtub, it looks like, I guess. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room.
The dragon room.
Okay, here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, great.
Yeah, that feels really good. The floating magnet room.
Okay. So the floating magnets are around you, going into your body, and also around you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we can do two more rooms.
Perfect. The Weeping Willow Tree Room.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
And the Forests and Mountains of Vail.
Forests and mountains of what?
Vail, like the town in Colorado.
Okay. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll come back from the light shift now. So we're getting our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we're coming back down. I'll count to 5. And right now you're bilocated. So your body might feel a little light. Lighter than what it was, we'll say. Physical weight change. And when you come here, you may feel a little more heavier, denser. So here we go. And things around you will be more connected to you. Right now, they're not. So coming back down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. And I will say next week, we have the birthday parties. So we'll have people who are born in August will have a birthday cake. Yummy, yummy. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yes. If you can get on the Saturday night calls live, I highly recommend it so that you can experience the wonderful healings we get on Creation Lightship. All the shows are available to listen to anytime in the archives, but if you can do whatever you can to get on this particular one every week live, it's really wonderful and worth it. So thank you, everyone, and thank you, Ron. Okay, someone wrote in, thank you for clearing me at age 2, which you did at the beginning of the show, Ron. Question, when I clear the date on my natal barcode clearing daily, do I put in the year? Blessings.
Yes, you can, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I think some people have written in, Ron, that they do what you kind of have started doing, which is just putting in the date, and it will clear just that month and day from your lifetime. And then if you
yes.
maybe don't feel clear, like you do that, and then you could do today's date to make sure. I don't know. I started out always doing it with the year in it. And then a few months ago, someone suggested, what if we just did it with just the month and the day? And I also put in the day of the week, by the way.
Yeah, all that is good. Let's just say that you wake up someday and you just feel out of sorts, and the earth is in alignment, okay, but you just feel kind of funky. It's probably because you're being connected to, courted to the same day, you know, way back when that you lived in this body that you have now. At, you know, maybe at a younger age, and something happened to you. Or you wake up and you go, man, something isn't right. I kind of feel fearful a little bit about the day. You know, it may not be something that's going to hit you over the head, but it may just be in the background. And you go, I wonder what's going on here, you know? And then you may have, you know, one of those reoccurring barcodes hitting you. And, you know, you're walking down the street and you're ready to step off the curb, and a car almost hits you, and you go, you know, that happened to me, you know, 25 years ago. And then you go, lo and behold, yeah, it's the same day. So back to you, Ann.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Okay, we have another testimonial, Ron, about today's eyes and ears healing call. I found the call to be very in-depth and surprising. As the call moved forward and Ron asked us to think of different events, I didn't realize how many horrible things I had seen and heard. I felt tremendous relief to have them lifted off of me after the call and after them calling them forward in my memories. it made me realize how important it is to have the clearings, because until prompted, I didn't really ever want to think about them again. It's these buried memories that we suppress that have power to control us. I'm glad I was able to reach deep and have the energy removed. Great call, and this series of healing calls has been wonderful all year, something I really look forward to each time.
Yeah, very good, yeah. These energies can't control you, and at the very end, it will kill you. As you remember, you're going to be dying of something. And when you look at it, if you have the chance to view your life and you can change something, you go, man, I should have, you know, dealt with that issue. I just stuffed it away, and it actually came back as blocked energy, and it killed me. So, yeah, it'll definitely haunt you. Something will kill you that you haven't released from yourself. So back to you.
Well, I guess that's why the calls, today's call specifically, is so helpful, because it's a little bit of a balancing act, isn't it? Because we don't want to go into the past and have memories, but we want to make sure nothing's, you know, lodged in our body somewhere. So when you do that, it's so safe. So like this person said, we're obviously no one thought of some wonderful memory they had. It was all something really, you know, maybe violent or, you know, some horrible image they saw or things they heard. And then you cleared it. So I guess, I don't know, the best way I've ever come up with to handle memories is to write down things I remember, like, or just like I do with dreams, and then clear them. Uh-huh. Is there any other thing, Ron, that we haven't thought of that we could do to make sure we're not holding on to dark stuff in our bodies?
No, just you know, observe other people and see what they trigger in you. You sit down in the shopping center and start judging people. And then, you know, you have, if you got a judgment in them about something, then you know that that's an issue with you. You know, you might see somebody whose shirt could be buttoned wrong, and you go, oh, man, look at that person. How stupid they are. They button their shirt crooked. Well, where's that come from? It shouldn't really bother you, you know. So you got this thing in the past, and maybe you were doing something in armor way back when, and you put the armor on wrong, and it fell off, you know, and you took a spear and you died, okay? And so now you're in judgment of this person having their shirt on crooked, and, it relates to you going back to it killed you, but you're judging that person. It's really inside of you. Or maybe you see somebody who has, piercings, or something, whatever. Maybe they got, green tennis shoes on and doesn't match their clothing. And you go, wow, that person is, you know, wearing these weird tennis shoes or something that doesn't go with their outfit. Well, why are you judging that? It shouldn't matter to you at all. They're just living their life the way they want to live. Maybe that's their only pair of shoes that they have. And they have to get them, you know, at a discount in their green or something, you know. But everything that you see in other people shouldn't affect you at all. When it does affect you, now you know you got blocked energy. And you don't know really where the energy is stored. You know, if you're lucky, you could figure it out possibly. But most people are unable to do that. You just know that you got blocked energy and you're judging, you're criticizing somebody. And it's all inside of you. And like I say, that blocked energy at some point will kill you. That's the bottom line, because you die because, you know, you used to be healthy, and then as you get older, and that's why you're doing the spirit clearing, to help your spirit to get empowered and get rid of this stuff from your past so it can help heal you as you get older. And even when you're younger, it can help you. So that's the bottom line. So we're going to empower your spirit. And that's what we're really doing with you on all the clearings that I do for people, is that we're working with your spirit, empowering it more with source energy to release stuff out of you. It doesn't have the horsepower. And all of a sudden, your spirit gets a healing, and so does your body. So back to you, Ann. And we got a couple minutes to go, I think, you know?
Yeah. I just wanted to mention, too, for whether you were on the call today or not, actually, for healing vision, things you've seen that were traumatic or upsetting, or things you've heard, the SkinOrc has both of those as options. So if something was, you know, you want, probably everything you cleared today is done, though you did say things might need to be timeline crashed, so I just thought I'd throw that in there. And also, if there's any label or word or name related to it, you could also run it through the natal barcode. And someone sent in a reminder to put things in capital letters on the natal barcode. They're saying, you will be amazed. They've been doing that ever since. And I think they, what they mean here is they actually do them, the word, let's say you're doing your name, do it once in capital letters and again in small letters. And it feels very thorough and effective, this listener is sharing.
Well, that's great, yes.
Yeah, I always use that, the natal barcode, as a little side card at anything else I'm clearing, because I like it, and it really helps, and then it stops you thinking about things like that. Okay, let's see what else we have. It's almost time to go, Ron. I don't know if you want to do some quick healing or something before we go, or you want to just go and do the Mind to Heart Drop. Our next show is Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific time on BBS radio station 1. So hope you'll return and listen to more of what Ron has to share with us and receive more source energy healings and information.
Yeah, I'll just do the Mind to Heart Drop.
Okay.
It did quite a bit of healing already today. So
yeah.
Here we go, everybody. So Mind to Heart Drop. You need to say this out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And to facilitate that action, here we go. We count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll hopefully see you on Monday, a BBS show. Not see you, but have you there. And then we'll do the sensory clearing an hour after BBS. Thank you, everyone. And I'll be sending the information out either Sunday night or during Monday, and I'll be checking my computer before the sensory call to see if anybody gets on late. So we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Thank you.